Let's just pray. Oh, Lord God, we hear your word as is read to us. But Holy Spirit, come upon us so it may speak to us fresh and anew. May it speak to us about life change, about decisions, about baptism, about following you. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, today we're going to do something special. We're going to be celebrating the baptism of people who believe in Jesus Christ. It's one of those special moments when you, the congregation, you only have to decide on one thing, whether you're going to clap and cheer loudly or quietly. That's all you have to decide about. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. We don't mind either. The more you cheer, fantastic. But if you want the quiet clap, that's okay as well. But for those who are coming to baptism, it's about a life-changing decision. It's a moment that invites each and every one of us to reflect, to rejoice, and maybe even to be a bit emotional about our own life decisions and about the decisions that are being made today and made public today about following Jesus Christ, about life-changing decisions of those who are being baptized. And as a way of exploring how we make decisions and why we make decisions that lead towards baptism, I want us to turn to our Acts reading, Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. And it's actually a story full of decisions that actually make a difference. But I want to start with this. I want to start with this amazing piece of information. Researchers have actually gone and done a study on estimating how many decisions that a person makes, an average person makes, on a daily basis. Has anybody got an idea of how many decisions we make in a day?
3,482.
Not quite there. Not quite there. 35,000 decisions a day. Can you imagine 35,000 decisions a day we make? Wow. I don't, just even thinking about that number kind of makes me exhausted. But, you know, let me say, it's decisions such as, what are we going to eat for breakfast? Do people make a decision about breakfast this morning? Yep. Even for those that have exactly the same thing day in, day out, that's still a decision to do the same thing. You're still making a decision. It's about decisions of how we respond to emails or whether we actually smile at the person who walks by us in the street. We make decisions all the time, but let me tell you, some decisions we make have consequences, whether they're for good or for bad, but they have consequences. But let me tell you that some decisions that we make not only have consequences, but they are catalytic. They are catalytic. And what I mean by this is that when we make a decision and it leads to one thing and maybe a consequence of other things, but a catalytic decision is one that causes us to have a change in ourselves, a change that produces something different. It sparks something within us, a reaction with us that changes us. And this is what the decision for baptism is a catalytic decision. It changes who we are. That's part of what we are. When we say yes to Christ, that's a catalytic decision. So we're going to explore chapter 8 of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. And we're actually going to see that there are a powerful chain of decisions. Decisions that are saturated with God's initiative and our response to that. It's one where Philip, who's the first deacon and evangelist in the early church, hears the call of an angel to get up and go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, notice here that the God's guidance often comes with unexpectedly to us, but also doesn't come with a full explanation about how we're meant to always fulfill it and where it's always going to go. When God talks to us about a decision, about taking a step, it's not always laid out for us, but there's a direction for us to go. And this is what Philip has, go down there. Now, Philip could have made a decision to question this, a decision to delay, a decision to ignore this prompting from the Holy Spirit. But instead, he makes a decision of immediate obedience. And how awesome is that? That decision of immediate obedience, they are a catalytic decision. They are decisions when we are going, I want to follow God. I want to do what God is saying. I want to do the urging of what God's doing. That's a catalytic decision for us. Not that, oh, I'll do it later, but yes, Lord, I'll do it now. Theologically, this also highlights the biblical principle that faith trusts God's wisdom above our own understandings. We find that in Proverbs 3. Philip's catalytic decision to listen and to respond sets in motion a divine encounter, reminding us that God's mission unfolds when we actually open up to his direction, even when the path seems unclear or inconvenient or uncertain. I want to say to you, dude, maybe God is actually speaking to you right now. And the thing is, you need to listen and respond to that call. Is God talking to you at the moment? Maybe God is talking to you about taking that step of faith, of saying yes to Jesus. Maybe God is talking to you about, my faith has got stale and stagnant and I want to have more. I want to have something alive, and taking that respond and follow. If God is speaking to you right now, I want you to listen and I want you to respond with a catalytic yes, Lord. As we move on, we find that in the story, Philip finds an Ethiopian official. He sees a man of great authority, the treasurer of the Ethiopian queen, and he's reading from the prophet Isaiah. This Ethiopian is actually a seeker. He's a non-Jewish person, a Gentile, a God-fearer. He's journeying far from his homeland in search of truth. And the Holy Spirit prompts Philip again to go over and walk along beside that carriage. We see here that the Holy Spirit is leading in evangelism, is guiding Philip to someone whose heart is already prepared. And Philip makes that decision to approach and embody the mission that God has put in front of all of the church, to cross boundaries culturally, ethnically, religiously, to share Christ in all places by all means so that people may believe and know who Jesus Christ is. And Philip, when he hears this man's question, what does Philip choose to do? What does he make a decision to do? He makes a decision not to shy away, not to walk away, to proclaim the good news about Jesus, beginning with the verse he was reading from Isaiah 53, which speaks of the suffering servant. And this is the model for us. We're to listen, to meet people where they're at, and to share Christ in the fulfillment of Scripture. Philip makes that catalytic decision to share Christ with another person. And it's life-changing. Life-changing for Philip, but life-changing for the person he shares it with. We make so many decisions in a day, but how many of them have consequences and significance that are beyond just yourself? And we move on to the Ethiopian official too. He makes a decision. He opens his heart and invites Philip to teach him. A sign of humility and actually of spiritual hunger. He listens intently, and as Philip explains the gospel, the message of Jesus, Messiah and Redeemer, actually takes root in his heart. And the official's response, the Ethiopian's response, is immediate and wholeheartedly. And I love it. He goes, look, here is water. What can stand in my way of being baptized? How bold is he to go, I can have something that other people have got. I want to be washed clean and made new. This is a profound moment. It's a catalytic moment. It's a catalytic decision because baptism, as we perform it, as it was happening there, is a public declaration of our allegiance to Christ, to Jesus Christ, as an outward sign of our inward transformation, of accepting Jesus into our life. Theologically, it's incredibly significant. It signifies the dying to the old self and the rising up to new life in Christ. Matter of fact, it's actually about the waters washing away the old self and coming up with being made new in Christ. We find that description, that theological description in Romans chapter 6. The Ethiopian's desire to be baptized demonstrates that the gospel is for all people and fulfills the prophecy that God's salvation will reach to the ends of the earth. And in that moment, the Ethiopian official chooses not just to hear, but to act and to step into that water of baptism. Let me say this. These decisions are not just about the moment. They're about eternity. The decision to follow the Holy Spirit, the decision to share the gospel and the good news of Christ, the decision to say, can I be baptized? Are all decisions about eternity, because it's coming there to say, I want what you have given the whole world through Christ. Interestingly, if we look at this, Philip's obedience becomes a catalyst for the gospel's expansion beyond Jewish boundaries. The Ethiopian official is the first recorded African convert to Christianity as well, and becomes a living testimony that God's grace knows no borders. Early church tradition even suggests he carries the gospel back to his own homeland. One step of faith, one yes to God can change everything, not only for ourselves, but for generations and generations to come. This story, God orchestrates salvation through history, through ordinary people who choose to participate in his extraordinary plan. Maybe God is speaking to you right now. Maybe God is calling you to say, yes, you might be right on the edge, and God is saying, take that step. Take that moment and say yes to Jesus. Yes to trusting and believing in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And if this is the case, can I say to you, there is water over there. What is there to stop you from being baptized? This is a decision that will change your life. Just as the Ethiopian official said that, let us do that today. Today, as we witness baptism, we're reminded that faith is a journey of decisive decisions and moments in our life. God prompts you to take a step towards forgiveness, towards serving, towards sharing your faith, towards a deeper commitment to Christ. Not every decision that we will make in our life will alter the course of history, but some will. And when we say yes to God, we become part of that story of redemption that Christ has for all of the world. So as we celebrate the baptisms today, in just a moment, let us remember that every day brings thousands of choices, but is the decision to follow Jesus that makes the difference. Let me just pray. Oh Lord God, we just give you thanks. We give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for your word. We give you thanks that your Holy Spirit is moving amongst us. We give you thanks that you have stirred the waters. And Lord, may we respond. May we say yes, Lord. May we commit ourselves to Christ afresh and anew. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.